Russia's President Vladimir Putin has joined other world leaders in denouncing Tuesday's terror attacks. In telephone conversations with President Bush, Putin urged more U.S.-Russian cooperation in fighting terrorism. Today, Russians observed a minute of silence for the victims in the United States. NPR's Lauren Sheets reports from Moscow.
Putin ordered Russia to come to a standstill at noon on Thursday to mourn the dead. Speaking on national television, he branded the attacks a crude challenge to all of humanity. What happened, Putin said, demonstrates that the international community needs to unite to fight terrorism, which he called the plague of the 21st century. The people of Russia, Putin added, understand what terrorism is. Putin was alluding to Russia's war with Chechen separatists, whom he brands terrorists. Russia claims they were responsible for apartment bombings in Russian cities 2 years ago, which killed more than 300 people. The Chechens deny any role, saying Russia has produced no evidence linking them to the blasts. Russian analysts have been talking about ways to cooperate on terrorism, including sharing intelligence. Mikhail Nosov, deputy director of Russia's USA Kennedy Institute, points out that the Bush administration has emphasized building a national missile defense, or NMD. The attacks, he said, might force both sides to think differently.
It was a lesson for the Bush administration that there is no, Fortress America, and that ABM treaty and NMD is not the main point in the life of Americans and in international relations. That's my point. I think that they have to think about that, as well as Russia will have to think about it.
Ordinary Russians expressed horror at the events. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow has often been the scene of fierce anti-American protests, for example, over the bombing of Yugoslavia. But hundreds of Russians, some weeping openly, have left bundles of flowers, candles, or icons.
My name is Olga. I came here because we are really sorry what happened in America.
My name is Ilya. I just can't find the right words to explain what I feel, but I feel that such attack is unbelievable. All the countries should come together and decide what to do.
My name is Irina Lubarshuk. I scare and fear very much because, 2 years ago in Moscow, these acts of terrorism happened when three buildings, quite high buildings, were destroyed, and I'm a mother, and I can understand how it's difficult to bring up children.
I'm Anthony Pavlov. The situation is, of course, terrible, and it threatens the situation in the world, because the Third World War may become.
Even those generally critical of the U.S. and its foreign policy say they were deeply saddened by the tragedy. As one man put it, "To be honest, I'm not a big fan of America, but that's not the point here. Absolutely innocent people have been killed." Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.